7 dark windows, and a Christmas tree. It is a cold, dim night in the neighborhood where I used to live. The 3-deckers seem older and more wrinkled now, though I never knew them to be unwrinkled. These houses are so familiar, and I wonder whether any remember me. If they do, they're keeping it to themselves. But then one lets slip a hint. From a second-floor window at the very end, after 7 dark others, there is a soft glow. As if in apology, a little Christmas tree peeks out. I know these tenements. As kids, we were forever in and out of them. Each traces the others. That tree stands about where ours used to, as a welcome by the everyday everybody rear door. In winter, the rear is where we'd live. Our parents would shut off the front parlor to save heat. But at Christmas time, the parlor was where the fireplace was. What's more, it was sealed with a heavy metal grate. How would Santa ever find me? I could only hope there was some reason for my parents' calm when I begged them on Christmas Eve not to forget to remove the grate and unlock that parlor door. I don't know how I managed to get any sleep those nights, such troubles on my mind. But then came Christmas morning, and I saw my trust had not been misplaced. The proof was spread around the Christmas tree, a feast of wonderment and paper and bows, and the parlor door again secure. The metal grate refastened. Magic had happened. Now, standing in a night of dark windows, scraping at the sidewalk's snow with my boot, backing against the wind that blew it there, I look up at a bashful little Christmas tree. Someone else is hoping that Santa finds his way.